Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And to help me do that today, I've asked a friend of mine to join me. Yeah, this guy's name is John. This guy spent like 30 years in the petroleum engineering world. That should tell you that this guy is pretty smart. Okay, now I do have to tell you something about John that maybe you're not aware of. John is actually a graduate of Texas A&M University. And like any Aggie, he is exceptionally proud of his heritage. And the rest of us in Lifestyles Unlimited, well, we like to give him a hard time about it. We do, because it's kind of the way we just kind of poke each other in the chest a little bit, because we're friends. Yeah, when you become a member of this organization, you're going to transition away from, you know, just like showing up and trying to do the corporate thing, and you're actually going to start meeting people that have changed their lives by investing in real estate. And John is no different. I mean, John was cranking it out in corporate America, 30 years in corporate America, doing the grind. I'm not too different. Now, I wasn't in corporate America. I was in the Army. And for a period of my career in the Army, I actually did stuff with petroleum. Yeah, so kind of an interesting correlation here. You've got a guy that understands fluids and hydrology and all this stuff and can do all this technical planning. And then you got a knucklehead like me that actually can take that information that he puts together and go out in the field and actually do something with it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, John had actually sent me an article earlier this week because he knew he was going to come on the show with me. And the article, I'm going to save the article for a little later on in the show, but here's what I got out of the article. If you are storing up your petroleum, if you will, in big, giant bag farms, you have a limited supply. Yet if you create a pipeline, you can pretty much have an unlimited supply as long as you don't overextend what that pipeline can deliver you. And it's no different in real estate. It's no different. You see, what you're probably doing, and John was kind of doing this too, he'll tell you, he was storing up petroleum for a rainy day. But somewhere along the line, he decided that wasn't going to work. Because a smart engineer knows that if you're working with a limited capacity and you have no way to replenish that capacity, you're going to have a problem in the future. But if you create a pipeline to flow that product to you, man, it's a good thing. So here's what John did. John joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2014 because he was looking for a different solution to his retirement problem. And today, John owns ownership in 32 different apartment communities. John is one of these guys that we call a professional passive investor. And because he invests the way he does, he is in 100% control of all of his time. He chooses what he wants to do and when he wants to do it. He chooses whether he's going to hang out at his house on the bay in Galveston, or he's going to go hang out up in Dallas, or he just takes a trip with the missus, because John doesn't worry about income anymore. John has created all the pipelines that he needs, not only to have successfully retired himself, but man, that guy is living a lifestyle. John's on today's show to let you know that you can do this too. Hey, John, first of all, welcome to the show. Did I make any of that up, or is that pretty accurate?
No, it's 100% spot on, Al. Nobody was more surprised than me when 2.5 years in, I found that I had replaced my high W-2 income with passive income from real estate investing. Initially, early on, I looked at it as just another investment class that could become the third leg of a three-legged stool. You got a bunch of stock market stuff because that's all I knew. You got some cash on hand for whatever might happen. And I looked at real estate as a third leg of a three-legged stool. As I saw how well it was working as I began investing, I took more and more money out of the stock market and put it in cash-flowing multifamily deals. And that's what allowed me to retire and replace my income 2.5 years after I joined. Nobody was more surprised than I was when I figured out that was the case. I was just rocking along, going to work every day, and I knew that real estate was doing quite well and providing a lot of cash, but I did not keep up with how much it was until my younger brother, who introduced me to lifestyles, asked me the question one day. He said, "John, with all this investing you've been doing, how close are you to retiring?" So I put the pencil to it, and I was absolutely amazed to find that with the stuff I'd already bought that was going to pay distributions in the future, I had replaced my take-home W-2 income. It's amazing, Al.
So how loud was the yell of joy when you finally realized that epiphany?
It was a great big whoop, just like when you say Texas A&M.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was kind of a weak whoop there, man. Are you feeling okay?
Trying not to blow you out on the radio, Al.
Oh, that's okay, man. I've got great engineers. They can handle it. And they're thinking, no, don't do that, Al. Don't do that. That's bad. All right, so let me frame the picture here for everybody out there listening to us. Your younger brother basically turned to you and said, "Dude, you're not doing it the right way." And you, as the older brother, went, "Oh, really? What do you got to show me that I don't already know?" When we come back from the break, John's going to break all that down for us. Stick around.
Are there any good real estate deals left?
I'm still currently investing in real estate. In fact, I closed a deal just yesterday. Got another one closing tomorrow. So I'm buying real estate deals out there, guys. I'm out there doing it right now. So if you think that there's no good deals out there, think again. There are deals out there. You just have to be out there looking hard and working hard and working through the process to get to the ones that work.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited's free workshop and discover the process that works. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So John and I are basically, we're just going to peel back the onion on John's life. Now, John has no idea where I'm going, and he might be feeling a little nervous right now, but I will tell you this. There isn't anything that I'm going to ask John that John already doesn't know the answer to, because John has been around the block. He's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for the last 7 years, and he systematically changed his investing strategy 7 years ago, and he got some really good results from doing it. So John, before Lifestyles Unlimited, when your younger brother called you up and said, "Nanner, nanner, nanner," what were you doing for investing before you became a Lifestyles Unlimited member?
Same thing that everybody else was, Al. 401k, IRAs, saving up a bunch of after-tax money in the stock market, you know, just trying to save and invest everything I could the conventional way. And, you know, there's value in that. We certainly had a good net worth when I joined, but it wasn't a great net worth. It was a net worth that depended on me getting up at the alarm clock 5 o'clock every morning and going to work. Now, I had a great job, great salary, a lot of good people that I worked with, but I had to get up to that alarm clock every day and had to go to that whatever company it was every day, and that gets old. That gets old.
Yeah,
here's another,
especially when you do it for as many years as you and I have done it, right? I mean, you spent 30 years in the petroleum industry. That's a life sentence, dude.
It is. Now, here's another thing. I was laid off 3 times during that 30 years due to nothing more than low oil price. You know, my income was dependent on the price of oil. That's not true anymore, Al. That is not true anymore. All I've got to do is wait, and distributions show up every single quarter. Somebody was showing a bunch of sunrise pictures the other day on one of the websites down here at Galveston Island.
Yeah.
And my comment was, you know, I've got hundreds of pictures of great sunsets on Galveston Bay, but I don't get up early enough to see the sunrise anymore.
Yeah, and that Galveston Bay, I mean, you're positioned to the east there, right? So, I mean, that would be the prime time, but you're in control of your life. How's that make you feel?
That's exactly right. It's a very freeing thing. I still have to answer, of course, to my wife, and I still have the business aspects to take care of, but it is nothing like going to work every day for 8 or 10 hours and having a commute with the brake lights and all that stuff. I've come to find out that I hate traffic now. Well, I plan my day where I don't have to be out in rush hour traffic.
Hey, you know where I learned that from?
Huh?
You. I did. I totally learned that from you. I remember you told me, here, let me just be real clear. John knows, like, just about everybody who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I'm not quite at his level of, what do we call that? Networking, that's the word. But here's the thing. Back in the day when I became a member, about 4 years ago, I had an opportunity to meet John. And John was one of those guys that was willing to take some of his valuable time and impart some wisdom on me. And all I had to do was introduce myself and ask him a question. And John, you were more than happy to kind of help point me in the right direction, were you not?
Well, you know, absolutely, Al, and that is a hallmark of Lifestyle. I did not expect when I joined to make this level of deep friendships with so many people, like-minded people that are doing the same thing I am. And, you know, occasionally somebody will say, well, John, why do you go out of your way to help newer people get into this group? And the answer is very simple, because that's how I was treated when I joined the group. This is the most open and welcoming, high-quality bunch of people I've ever been around. We all help, you know, encourage, and teach each other way more than we compete with each other. I learn as much about individual lead investors and investments from friends of mine as I do from education and so forth. It's really a compounding effect.
Yeah. You know, and it's those friendships that are developed. I mean, when I was getting ready to do my 1031 journey, you're like the first guy I called. And the reason I called you is because you had just done it. And not just one time, you've done it more than once, if I remember correctly. And you gave me the inside scoop on what I needed to think about. And I'll tell you, that information was so valuable to me because it did a couple things for me, John. First of all, it saved a ton of time. It really did, because otherwise I would have just been spinning my wheels. It also kept me focused on what I was trying to accomplish. And those two things right there made it very effective for me to go through the 1031 process, knowing that I had you on speed dial. If I, you know, something just made my head want to explode, I could call you up and go, is this right? And you would have received my call.
Absolutely. And just as important as that, I said, hey, Al, here's who I used as an intermediary in the exchange. They're great. You ought to use Luann too.
Yeah, absolutely. And based on that, I went right to Luann. And I remember sending her, I think I called her and I said, hey, John just said to contact you because you guys are the guys that really are in the Gitsy Club when it comes to 1031 exchanges. And she said, yep, John's right, and we're going to take care of you. And lo and behold, they did exceptional work for me. I mean, they made that 1031 process so easy. It was almost too easy. I mean, how was your experience?
The same way, Al. It was kind of funny. You know, there's a 180-day clock where you have to close on the replacement property within 180 days. And we got to one day 178 before we closed. And I think Lou Ann was more worried about that deadline than I was. She was on top of it. You know,
yeah.
When I got the recommendation for them, I got it from another lifestyle friend of mine, Tricia, you know?
Really? You know,
yeah.
It's amazing how we just, you know, we have these great vendors, and we don't keep it a secret. We don't. We share vendors with each other. Now, there's a kind of a wisdom out there outside of our group where, you know, it's like they're mine, they're all mine. I'm putting my arms around it. You can't have any. But we don't play that way at Lifestyles. We don't even get close to that playing field. Here's what I want to do, if you're okay with it. I'm going to finish this segment out. And then when we come back, what I want to do is I really want to deal with your transition plan, you know, that moving money out of a sacred 401k and into a different asset class, because that scares the daylights out of people. But you've done it. Stick around. John will tell you everything.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself, who got started at 87, go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online pre-workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, John, are you ready to get into the nitty-gritty of what we're doing here today?
Anything, Al. Let's go.
Okay. It's no secret. Well, to a Lifestyles Unlimited member, it's no secret that when you came to Lifestyles Unlimited, you were sitting on a big bag of money in your 401k. Would you be interested in sharing just how big that bag was?
Oh, gosh. There was several bags of it. There was, between all the different bags, there was several $100,000 there. And then there was another big hunk that was in after-tax accounts. What I started doing first was drawing down the after-tax stuff because I was still working, very high marginal tax rate. So I'll use a bunch of this money I don't have to pay tax on yet. How come to find out that amount of money over a 2.5 year period of time got me on the absolute brink of retirement, replacing my W-2 income. And so from there, it was not a hard thing to go, you know, yeah, I'm going to pay a bunch of tax if I take some of this out. I got to do it, though, because the returns are so doggone good. I know that because I've done it several times already. It's like a dagger through the heart to pull out IRA or 401k money because you know you're going to pay. I didn't have to pay the penalty because I was right past the 59.5 thing. No, that's wrong. I did pay penalty on that early stuff, Al. But the returns are the returns make that a no-brainer decision. it's hard to do that because, again, it's like a dagger through the heart. But in my case, it was a necessary step to getting well past that point of replacing our income and having that be a sustainable thing on into the decade.
So what made you decide to take that money out of those retirement funds and repurpose that money into multifamily? Why multifamily, and why the passive route?
Well, multifamily, because everybody's got to have a place to live, right?
Right.
Lifestyles, our market is middle America. The vast majority of people are in middle America, and that's what we target. Everybody's got to have a place to live. It's not optional. So there's going to be a level of demand there regardless, right? Because everybody needs a place to live. I saw how well it worked taking money out of the stock market and putting it into the deals I was invested in at the time. And as my confidence continued to grow, my skills continued to grow as well. And so I reached a point where it wasn't a big, tough decision to take some of that money out of those retirement-type accounts. Now, since I've retired, my tax rate is negligible because my income comes from real estate investing with all the depreciation and everything that we get from that. So it's, the numbers make it a no-brainer, compelling decision to pull it out of tax preference accounts and put that money to let it work hard for a change. My IRA, 401k stuff wasn't paying me any money. In fact, I was paying it, right? So you turn that around and start withdrawing it, then all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch more capital to work with, and I already knew and was living how well it worked. So I had the confidence. It wasn't a tough choice.
How many deals did it take you to get to that sweet spot where you started bringing in enough income to replace that high six-figure income that you stepped away from?
Oh, gosh. That's another hard question, Al.
I know, man. I'm picking on you because I haven't seen you for so long, and we got to get caught up.
I know. You know, it might have been 12 or 14 deals. It's not the number of deals that's important. It's how much capital you have invested in working for you. And that is an epiphany I've realized here in the last year or two. You know, it's kind of a pain when I've got to update that schedule of real estate owned with this many properties. And beyond a certain point, there's really not a diversification advantage. I'm diversified with a bunch of different leads in a bunch of different places. So going forward, I'm more focused on putting more capital into individual deals. It's not the number of deals that's important. It's the amount of equity you have in those deals that's important to me.
Well stated. Well stated. Yeah, let me bounce back to the number, because if it took 12 deals, and again, we're just using raw data here. If it took you 12 deals to replace a six-figure income, and you currently have 32 deals now, I'm thinking that from the time you replaced your income until now, you've got a lot more income coming in. True?
That is absolutely true. Yeah, it's amazing. Out of that many deals, every year there's going to be some number of them that the partnership votes to sell. There's four of mine that are on the market now. And every year there's going to be some number of cash-out refinances. I think I've had four cash-out refinances in the last 12 months. And, you know, that it includes the virus time, too, you know.
Yeah.
The industry's healthy. Rents are increasing. The market is very tight for purchases. You have to be selective, the deals you get into. But there are, I don't care if you how much money you have, how much capital you have, you are going to run out of capital way before you run out of deals. There's networking is the key to that, and there's always going to be another good-looking deal come along. It's easy to deploy capital.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, I've been looking at our podium system, and for those of you that are listening to John and I, podium is an automated system that we have access to as members that are part of what we call the preferred investor group element. That's the membership that John and I belong to, because it gives us additional education, it also gives us the ability to invest the way that we like to invest, which is passively with other Lifestyles Unlimited members. So Podium has been just pushing all kinds of deal flow out at me. I mean, there's got to be at least a dozen deals that I'm tracking right now that I could get into if I just had the available cash. Are you seeing the same thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Podium is pretty new. I think it is a wonderful innovation, and it's a big deal to people that are in a bunch of deals, because it organizes all the documents for you, lets you go to a dashboard thing where you see what your returns are and how much you got invested. It's a fantastic time-saving thing for anybody that's a multifamily passive investor or leads, too. I mean, it simplifies a whole lot of aspects of running a partnership for lead investors, and it's great for passives as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and who designed it but a Lifestyles Unlimited member who is a very successful real estate investor as a passive investor like you and I. He also owns some single-family stuff that I'm aware of. Oh, by the way, he came out of that computer world, and he understands all of that stuff that you need to do in order to create a thing like Podium. Now, I couldn't create a Podium thing. I could do spreadsheets and stuff. But, yeah, that's the beauty of our culture, man. We've got all these people that come from all these different walks of life, and they bring different skill sets, and they're willing to share those skill sets. When they see a way to make it better for us as members, man, they just jump into the deep end of the pool to try and solve that. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into a discussion of legacy. Oh, yeah. You're going to want to hear John's answer. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited members are the best apartment investors in the country.
So for the last 13 years now, since 2007, every single year, one of our members has won the National Apartment Association's Real Estate Investor of the Year. So how hard is that to do? Well, that National Football League, what does that have, 34 teams? There are 44,000 independent real estate investors in this country. And one of our members each year was the best.
Do you want to be one of the best real estate investors in the country? Do you want to play with the same game plans and be coached by the same captains and team leaders? Then join our team. Register for the next live online free workshop. Once you join us, you'll have the backing you need to win every time. Remember, real estate is a team sport. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, here's what we're going to do this segment. We're going to get into a discussion about legacy. And this is a very, very important factor for you to consider as you're thinking about doing what John has done, what I have done, what the other 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited have done over the past 30 plus years of our existence. We have moved away from what society told us right looked like when it came to retirement. And we moved to a different modality that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, taught us. And there's a very important piece in there that focuses on legacy. See, the old plan we were on, we're either, you know, living off of a bag of money that we were, you know, depleting down over time, so that when we finally died, there probably wasn't a whole lot of money left in that bag anyhow. So, you know, whatever's left, my kids can have it. That's okay. You know, I'm not really thinking about them because I'm more concerned about myself. My retirement stops when I die. I actually have to pay something called survivor benefit premiums on my retirement so that when I die, my wife can at least get 55% of what I now bring home as retirement pay. I'll tell you what, Those two examples right there are terrible. It's terrible. So what did we do? Well, we just did what we were taught to do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We started creating these pipelines of money. And when you start developing these pipelines of money, you start to realize that there is something significant, something very tangible and significant that's going to be around when you're not. So you start thinking a little bit about, well, who's going to get all this stuff when I go? And that causes you to do something that you probably have never done with retirement planning. It forces you to consider legacy. And not legacy from the standpoint of John's going to run out and make a statue to himself on Texas A&M turf. No, that's not what John's talking about. Well, that's a thought. Well, okay. I hate planting seeds like that because you're the guy that would actually probably go out and do something stupid like that. Anyway, I'm just picking on you, John. John is a very smart guy, and trust me, he reminds me that every time I talk to him because he's smarter than I am. It's just the way it is.
Oh, brother.
But one of the I'm going to stop. But let's get into that conversation of legacy, because I don't know about you, John. Well, actually, I kind of do know about you, but my thoughts for retirement before Lifestyles was, you know, burn through it, keep it going as long as you can. When I'm done, I'm dead and gone. Good luck. But now I've got a different scenario. Now I've got all these assets that I own that will survive me. And you've got an even bigger problem because you have a lot more assets than I do. So how did legacy come into the picture with your retirement strategy?
You know, I'll tell you where that came from, Al, because it was very impactful for me. I had a mentor meeting with J.B. Durham, and he told me, fix up your net worth statement and your schedule of real estate owned. I'd been in for a couple of years or so at that time. And I sat down with J.B., and he looked at it, studied it for several minutes, and then he pushed it back toward me. And he said, okay, John, you and your wife have it made. Tell me about your family. Tell me about your kids. And what are you doing for legacy? And that was like a lightning bolt to me. I had not ever had anybody else tell me, hey, you're done. You got it made. That started my focus on legacy. Now, a few years later, two of our three kids are Preferred Investor Group members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and both of them have their own multifamily investments. Now, I helped them a little bit. I made sure they met the right people, and we talked about the types of deals they were interested in, but they're doing this on their own. You know, our kids are young. They're in their 20s and 30s. I didn't join Lifestyles till I was in my 50s, Al. So there's a couple of aspects of legacy that are important. One of them is the actual assets they will inherit when my wife and I pass. That's not the most important part of it. The most important part of it is my kids learning, watching, and doing what made me successful in retirement. That's the important part of legacy. It's the old deal of you can feed a man for a day, feed him a fish, and give him a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach him to fish, he will eat for the rest of his life. It's the same exact philosophy. And I am so proud of the fact that two of our kids are same kind of members you and I are, Al, and they are employing the same strategies that you and I are. They're just starting it from a lot younger age, and that's powerful. I didn't know another way growing up. Save up that big pile of money and hope you don't outlive that pile of money. So that told me, well, how big does my pile have to be to do that? It's got to be bigger than it is now. Well, no. Install those pipelines you're talking about, those cash flow pipelines. They can sustain you on into past and through retirement.
You know, I'm kind of thinking about the future now because we're talking about legacy. And I'll tell you, it's a very peaceful feeling for me. Now, you're aware, I talked about it on the air, I had a heart attack not too long ago. And, you know, as I'm sitting in the hospital waiting to go into whatever they were going to do for me to, you know, clean my heart out, I didn't know if I was going to come out the other side. I really had no idea. But I was very, very comfortable knowing that if I checked out of this world, my wife knows how to manage our investment. My son, who's a Preferred Investor Group member too, he'll have no problems filling my shoes. My daughter, who's a member, she's not a Preferred Investor Group member yet because it doesn't make sense for her to do that, but she is educated because when she was still 18 years and younger, she had access to the complete Preferred Investor Group educational content, and she was hungry. She did everything to learn that modality of the business. So all we've got to do for her, basically, is when the time is right, we just need to connect her into the group. Doesn't it give you such a great feeling, such a peace of mind, knowing that if you departed tomorrow, that your kids can step in and take over all 32 of those assets that you have right now and not even skip a beat?
That is true, Al. They have the same education that I do, and that is a very peaceful feeling. You're exactly right.
And they're so young. I mean, they are so young. Yeah, I was 52 when I became a member. So, you know, you and I, we kind of got the epiphany a little late in life. Now, people would say, Oh, but you guys had more money to work with because, you know, you had more time to grow those retirement accounts. And yeah, there's some truth to that, but there's a massive opportunity cost to doing it the way we did it in comparison to the way we've taught our children to do it.
Absolutely true. You know, the investing that we do in real estate is far more predictable than when is the market going to have a great year or when is the market going to crater again. You know, we all know it's going to happen, but nobody really and truly knows when, right? But this level of real estate investing is just so powerful because think about it from my perspective, Al. When I work for a living, I had to be there. I had to be on call after hours. You know, there were plenty of midnight phone calls, all that kind of thing. Now I have placed my investment capital with people that are highly trained, approved by Lifestyles to do this for a living, and they're really good at it, and they're working not just on my behalf, they're working on their behalf as well. So we all have common goals, and that's a big key.
Yeah, and I'm also aware that every member of your family that's a member of the Preferred Investor Group is also invested in the same particular asset. I think this is one of your maybe Corpus Christi or San Antonio properties. You know, that makes for really good conversations when you all get together because you actually have something to talk about, right?
It absolutely does. There's a recent investment that we made with somebody I've invested with before, one of my favorite leads. Where, you know, I looked at the Schedule A, the listing of investors, how much they invested, and what their interest is. And I was on there, my son was on there, my daughter's on there, and a cousin of mine that just very recently joined as a result of our conversations about all this. So there's four family members invested in that one property, and I think that's a really cool thing.
That is a super cool thing. Hey, John, we're out of time, man. I'm going to see you in 6 weeks up at the expo. I'm looking forward to it. And for you to get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.